With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Flooding from Florida to New York, parts of the South continuing to deal with heavy weather caused by a strengthening tropical storm Debbie lingering off Charleston, South Carolina. Debbie expected to head back inland before moving north. And in the New York metropolitan area, last night's torrential rains have unleashed flash flooding in some areas, including parts of northern New Jersey. In Philadelphia,
we are the underdogs in this race. But we have the momentum, and I know exactly what we are up against.
Democrat presidential candidate Kamala Harris at a rally to introduce her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. GOP vice presidential contender J.D. Vance describing the far-left Democrat ticket as a great tag team. And some other Republicans, including GOP standard-bearer Donald Trump, are chiming in.
In an email to his supporters, Mr. Trump claimed that Walz, a Midwesterner with a record as governor that progressives love, said he would be even worse for the country than Harris. Trump's email read, "He's that bad." The former president added of Walz, quote, "He'll open our borders to the worst criminals imaginable." Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina wrote in a social media post, quote, "Harris feels the burn and picks Walz. Thank you, Kamala," referring to independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and other progressives' support for Walz. Former Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway wrote on social media, quote, "Tim Walz, what a relief." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Hamas has a new leader, Yahya Sinwar, the man who plotted the October terror attack on Israel. The winner is Lieutenant Governor Mike Keogh, chosen by Missouri voters as a Republican gubernatorial nominee. He'll face Democrat Crystal Quaid in the general election. Democrat and squad member Missouri Congresswoman Cori Bush has lost her primary to challenger Wesley Bell. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 349 points higher. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on children.
Fewer and fewer women in this country are having children. The birth rate is below replacement level and has been for years. And a lot of Americans are concerned. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that nearly half of adults think women having fewer kids is a bad thing, versus 20% who think it's a good thing and 30% who don't think it matters. Also, nearly half of adults say they do not plan to have children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The South Dakota Supreme Court reversing a judge's dismissal of a lawsuit seeking to remove an abortion initiative from the November ballot. The court's order follows a decision by Life Defense Fund to appeal the judge's July ruling. The group sued in June, seeking to remove the measure and alleging various wrongdoing related to petition circulators. In May, abortion supporters submitted tens of thousands of signatures to qualify the initiative for the ballot come November. This is SRN News. Getting an A on that college essay could prove more challenging in the future.
It appears that OpenAI has a way to detect with 99.9% certainty if someone uses ChatGPT to write an essay or a research paper. According to the Wall Street Journal, the anti-cheating technology has been ready for release for a year. But despite widespread concern about AI being used to cheat in schools, the company is refusing to release it. ChatGPT can write an essay within a few seconds' time, and teachers are desperate for something that can flag verbiage written by AI. An OpenAI spokesperson said the company is concerned, quote, that the tool could disproportionately affect groups such as non-native English speakers, end quote. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Disney's streaming business turning a profit for the first time, and that profit comes earlier than expected, as the company tops bottom line expectations. More details, SRNnews.com.